Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. And I'm back tonight, by the way, on the Sports Bar at 10 o'clock with Jason. Anyway, we begin with a discussion on England's Jack Grealish and whether or not he should be a regular starter for Gareth Southgate's Three Lions. You'll hear from the gang on Darren Bent's Boot Room, but first up, here's the former Ireland striker, who, of course, wasn't Irish. Big Tony Cascarino.
Starting games is quite weird. For the way he starts games over 90 minutes. I've seen him do it a bit for City this year. There's been games where I felt made no impact at all from starting. Now, in his defence, it's his first season at Manchester City. And, you know, not everybody hits the ground running. And Jack has taken time. We've not seen his performance levels of what he did at Villa on a regular basis. We've seen little moments, which is, he's a talented boy. You know, he's got loads of ability. I don't think anybody would question that. It's whether he should be guaranteed a starting lineup place in that team. At the moment, I don't think so. Is he a better player than he was at Villa? He's become a different type in some bizarre ways. Little flicks and too many touches.
Grealish taking it forward and slotting it into the bottom left-hand corner for number five.
Is there an argument, though, that maybe he's more impactful coming off the bench rather than starting games?
I think when a player like Grealish, Foden, not so much Mount because he seems to play all the time, Saka, when they don't play well, that argument always occurs with all of them. Should they be on the bench? Are they impact players? It's looking, for England in particular, that way. It does look that way for Jack Grealish. He came on against Germany, was it, and changed the game. We was a lot better with him on the pitch. But then he starts, gets the opportunity to start, and it doesn't quite work out. I didn't think he did too bad yesterday in terms of attacking. I still feel Gareth doesn't... There's something about Gareth Southgate and Jack Grealish. Every time after the Germany game, Crookie, you'll know, being in the media and the journalist, you ask him, when's he going to start? When's he going to do this? He's come on, he's played well. And the first initial reaction, the initial answer is always a negative. It's always, well, Jack has to learn this defensive. He has to be trusted tactically. So I don't know why they have that. But then when he plays, although I felt probably attacking, he's one of England's better players on the night, he still doesn't get the opportunity.
I find the love that Jack Grealish gets from England fans a little bit strange, to be honest, because if you look at his England career, he was a sort of poster boy at the European Championships, and there's been a clamour to get him in the starting lineup. What's he actually done for England in terms of producing the goods on the pitch? I don't think he deserves the hype that seems to follow him around. It's not just Gareth Southgate who I think distrusts Jack Grealish in a big game situation. Pep Guardiola clearly does as well, because he isn't a guaranteed starter at Manchester City. I think this is a big summer, a big season ahead for Jack Grealish, because we just spoken about Erling Haaland coming in. It's more pressure in the forward area. Will Raheem Sterling move on potentially? If he doesn't, you know, that's another player that Jack Grealish has got to try and get past. If you're picking your England 11 for the opening game of the World Cup, I don't see a role for Jack Grealish in it at this moment in time. On form.
Time now to hear from Danny Kelly and the gang on the Trans Europe Express.
Thank you very much.
He didn't know that again was me. I do that every week and it still makes me chuckle.
Mauricio Pochettino, as you confirmed to me a few minutes ago, is still technically the manager of Paris Saint-Germain. Obviously, they're going to put this fellow out of his misery very soon. And amazingly, The name of Zinedine Zidane has come bubbling back to the forefront. I say amazingly, because how many times does Zidane have to say, I'm not interested, before this finally goes away?
No, that's right. And of course, he's had others to speak for him. We remember him opening that sports centre in Marseille, what, a couple of months back?
Yeah.
And while he spoke in his usual booming tones, he was drowned out by youths shouting not to go to Paris, which I'm sure was a bit of an awkward moment for him. It's clear that he's got half an eye on what's happening with France. We can't judge anyone on what's going on in the Nations League at the moment, Danny. I think that's pretty clear.
The players are on their knees, aren't they? Let's be truthful.
It's true. Yeah. But having said that, France have not had a great week, as we'll come to later. They also didn't have a great Euros as well. So those are things we have to look at, and that Zinedine Zidane will be looking at as well. Of course, if you take the PSG job now, it doesn't mean that he can't back out of it in 6 or 8 months' time.
I think he's been badly treated at PSG. I think it's a poison chalice when you look at the managers they've chewed up and spat out. Thomas Tuchel, deemed not good enough for Paris Saint-Germain. I know they've got superstars at PSG, but sometimes that can create its own problems. You know, how do you manage egos like Messi and Neymar and Mbappe, if it's correct, has been given this ridiculous contract and the power that he can effectively choose his manager. I mean, that is not a position that any manager worth their salt would want to.
No player should be given that power.
I think his next move will be in England. And I've not said in the Premier League, I've said in England, because we were talking earlier about Gareth Southgate. Could this be his last World Cup? If it is, I wouldn't rule out Pochettino as England manager.
On now to a bit of cricket, and England managed to fight back on day 3 of the second test at Trent Bridge against New Zealand, thanks to centuries from Ollie Pope and Joe Rooty-Root. Here's two-time Ashes winner, Steve Hammy-Harmison, reviewing the day's play on the Following On podcast.
But really, the innings that's going to have everybody speaking is one played by Ben Stokes. He came in at the fall of Johnny Bairstow's wicket, 344 at that stage. England still trailing by over 200, and he absolutely smashed the Kiwis around. 33 balls, 6 fours, 2 sixes. He holed out for 46.
I've said this many, many times on Talk Sport, Cricket Collectives. Ben Stokes is one of the best situation players that I've ever seen. And I think when he walks out to middle at, what was it, 344 for 4, tired bowlers, he's looking at the scoreboard thinking, in a positive manner, thinking, right, for us to win the game, we are going to have to get 100 in front. Because I don't think we can get bowled out, 550, then the game, there's no time left in the game for 2 innings to go. You know, somebody's going to have a shocker. And he's thinking, I want to win the game. That's all I can think of is, I want to win the game. So I'm going to have a go. I'm going to have a go at the New Zealand bowlers, and let's see where it takes me. And all of a sudden, he gets a couple out of the middle, and you're going, wow.
And he goes all the way for 6. Absolutely clean as a whistle from Ben Stokes.
And you've seen him do this many, many times before. Cape Town, when we had it a few years ago, he came in, played a blistering innings, and then went and bowled the last session by himself to win the game. This is what Ben Stokes does. This is the character he is. And he always feels as though he can win a cricket match.
And of course, to get a little bit more cricket chat, you can check out TalkSport's Following On podcast, which I mentioned in the last link. Lazy production values there from producer Tom. That one, of course, available where you got this one from. So no excuse. You can't go, oh, I wanted to get it, but I didn't know where you got this one from, right? Stop arguing with me. Anyway, back to football. And Darwin Núñez is set for a medical at Liverpool ahead of a big money move from Benfica. TalkSport understands Núñez has already agreed personal terms. So who exactly is he? Well, here's Portuguese football expert Tom Cunda to tell us more. That surname could have gone horribly wrong.
First season, he did flatter to deceive a little bit, started well, but then he had problems. He got COVID, had a few injury problems, you know, and people were wondering if this really was money well spent. But yeah, this season is completely kind of dispelled all those questions. He's really taken his game on. You know, the obvious joke is seeing how well Darwin has evolved this season. He looks ready for the step up. You know, I wouldn't say, to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't say 100% that is going to be a huge success in the Premier League. You know, there are some players who go from Portugal to England, and I could tell you straight away they're going to be a success. You know, Bruno Fernandes, I had absolutely no doubt he would be a huge success. Luis Diaz, I had absolutely no doubt he would be a huge success. Darwin, I think he's got the potential, but there are still quite a lot of rough edges to his game. But, you know, Klopp's got a great record at coaching players, certainly improving them.
I would imagine him having a similar immediate impact as Fernando Torres did. And I know people don't like to think about that anymore because he went to Chelsea afterwards. He was sensational for the first bit of Liverpool. And I would expect Nunes to do the similar sort of thing because he's got that combination of great skill and great physical power as well. I think if you look at the way that Luis Diaz didn't really need to make a stylistic leap to fit into Liverpool, you're looking at the same sort of thing with Darwin. And the fact that he can not just, he's getting better at holding it up, and he is a handful in the air. He will get even better in the air as well. But his ability to never stop running and pull defenders out into those wide positions, I think that's great for Salah. It's great for Luis Diaz as well, as they want to bring the ball inside and make the most of that space in central positions.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Over now to the former Chelsea defender, Scotty Minto, urging his former club to sign Bayern's Robert Lewandowski. Or Dowski, no one really knows.
First thing is, what's going to happen with Lukaku? And Thomas Tuchel needs to be able to make that decision. And if he believes he can get the best out of him, which I'm not sure he can, then somehow they need to offload him. But that's going to be a real costly thing to do. I personally would like to see Tuchel say to get just somehow have a conversation with Lukaku. Right, what do we need to do?
Feels
to get
like
the best
that's
out of
done,
you?
Scott.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, I do get that.
It feels like that's done.
Tuchel
like
has said,
put
no,
a line under
it's
it.
Not about us adjusting to him. He's got to adjust to us, and it's clearly not happened. Lewandowski, I think, would be absolutely superb, clearly on the short term. Even if it's just a 2-year contract, he might get away with a 3, but even a 2-year, he's proven right now. And Chelsea, to be fair, are all about the here and now. They have been for the last 2 decades. Raheem Sterling, even more a no-brainer. I mean, my goodness, because you kind of think, well, where could he go? He's not going to go back to Liverpool. He's not going to go to United. Next best? Well, I say next best, United are way down there. But Chelsea, it would be perfect for him. Chelsea and Spurs, I think, would be two good moves for him. But Chelsea are still, I think they would be able to bridge that gap.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, as I said earlier on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. And then, of course, for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. alongside Darren Benn on Drive. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.